everyone. This is Casinos USA Podcast, and I'm Coach Fab. And welcome to our 79th podcast on this January 9th, 2020. Yeah, the baby, Ski Mask, and Magos. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you don't recognize many of the stars of hip-hop and rap in general, then just read the name of our episode today. To be complete, Ski Mask is also called Slump God. In doing some research, I asked several Las Vegas middle school students to provide me with the names of singers or groups that they would want them to perform at their school if their principal said the school would find the money to pay for the assembly. All right, so who would they want? So one said it would be better to pick three and have the student body vote on them. That sounded like a good idea to me. So I said, well, who do you want on the ballot? And the response was, what's a ballot? So after my wife Janie explained what a ballot was, they said the best three would be DaBaby, Ski Mask, and Magos. So my purpose was to discover what was popular, and I admit I had no idea who these singers were. They're rappers, of course, hip hop, of course. The age of my contributors in middle school was 11. Yeah, 11. But in time, time will be on their side. So eventually, their favorite singers will leave the obscure clubs and even some of the Las Vegas clubs and appear at a theater such as Park Theater in the Park MGM or even a large venue like T-Mobile Arena. So long, Lady Gaga, Aerosmith, and Shania Twain. We'll see you down the road, maybe. But once you make the big time as you have, you can always work in the other 41 states that have legal casinos, because I've seen so many retread singers and groups, and everybody who's listening to this who goes to casinos out of Las Vegas has seen the same thing. You can't believe it, man. It's like a old folks. They're still up there working. God bless them. And actually, to give him all the credit, DaBaby was Grammy nominated, but he was arrested just a few days ago in Miami, Florida, for punching a promoter. He was arguing that the promoter hadn't paid him properly, or maybe not paid him at all. And he was arrested by the Miami police. Unfortunately for DaBaby, whose real name is Jonathan Kirk, there was also a warrant for his arrest for battery in Texas. Oh, my goodness. So he was booked into Miami-Dade jail just before midnight, again, last week, and a judge ordered him held without bond. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, getting into a fight, I'm thinking about from the world of country music. Goodness gracious. How many of those country singers that have made it to the big time were arrested for fighting? Well, Johnny Cash was one. Maybe he was arrested several times. It didn't seem to hurt his career. Hey, and speaking of Mr. Kirk, who's 28, his best-known single was Surge. And again, these people were performing in nightclubs, and I'm not saying not making big money, but they're not going to be mainstream for now. But they soon will be, because time is definitely on their side. And that's the entertainment picture. The times are changing. And, you know, saying the times are changing, I have to tell you, don't you think it's about time to pull the plug on boomer music? That's all we hear in casinos. The songs are 50 years old. Oh, my goodness. To quote Bob Dylan, don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, because the times, they are a-changing. Come on. Let's give the Gen Xers and the Millennials a chance to listen to their music while they're losing their money in a casino. Let's make it fair for everyone. Hey, we're going to take a short break and come back and start the show. And we're going to do some traveling, too, because we're going all the way down under to Australia. We'll be right back after a little island music. Well, we have a friend from Australia, but he's a friend through social media. We've never met him in person. I want to make that clear. But we have communicated, via email and social media. And he is also a podcaster, and his name is Aaron. And he has a wonderful podcast called Craps Journey. So anyone who enjoys Casinos USA or not, give a listen to Craps Journey with Aaron. And I wanted to ask Aaron about a case that comes out of Australia, and I actually think it comes out of the casino where he plays. It's in Queensland, and the casino is called the Star Gold Coast Casino. And there is a Singaporean, Dr. Wong Yi Choi. Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G, Y-E-W-C-H-O-Y. I'll just refer to him as Dr. Wong. And he apparently, not apparently, he is a high roller. And he has complimentary flights from Singapore to Australia. And everything's so good. I mean, he's a big wow. He's a high roller. But according to court documents that I read, and it's very curious to me, he's a baccarat player, and that's not surprising. Most high rollers dabble in baccarat. It's not mini baccarat now. It's the baccarat where you can use the paddle to turn the cards. Well, anyway, it's the James Bond baccarat, right? Not mini baccarat where the players don't touch the cards at all. But he claims that the dealer at the Star Gold Coast Casino made a mistake while he was playing baccarat at very high stakes. And this affected his play and his mentality. And he went on to lose $43.2 million. And again, he stopped playing. And then the casino said, well, you know, I'm not paying for it. And the casino seemed to acknowledge that the dealer made a mistake. He didn't say he didn't have to pay. But anyway, as you might suspect, when it was all over, he said the dealer made the same mistake again, and he definitely wasn't paying. So I just want to ask you, did you ever walk away from a casino if you have a line of credit in a casino and say, I'm not paying back the $1,500. I'm just not doing it. And I think in the United States, Nevada law, I think you have 30 days or you're in a heap of trouble. They're coming after you. But this has to go to a Singaporean court. And so I would love to know if Aaron has the opportunity to find out for us if Dr. Wong won this case or not. I mean, did he have to pay back this money or not? $43.2 million, and you blame it on the dealer? I mean, dealers make mistakes. Yeah, well, you know, once in a while, every couple of months, it's some dealer that sticks his hand in there, and someone's throwing the dice sevens out because the dealer's hand's in there late, you know? And you say, I'm not paying. I'm not paying. Well, try that and see how far that goes, you know? Interesting case. And sort of a sober reminder to all of our listeners, you know, Australia is battling these fires. We hope and pray that it gets better there fast. And we certainly have Aaron's and his family in our prayers. And Aaron, we hope that you escape the consequences of these fires. And we're thinking of you. We care deeply about your family and you. And we're hoping that everything ultimately turns out to be fine. Another thing that Aaron mentioned in his podcast was that I had alerted him to the fact that I thought this was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, that I thought you can bet on that, which comes out of El Cajon, California, sort of a suburb of San Diego. Mark Duvall and Dr. Mike are the podcasters and lifelong friends, it seems. I said they were the gold standard, and I thought they were the best. And I know there are over 200 podcasts, 200 episodes. So I just wanted to remind all our listeners, because Aaron said he's been, you know, going through them. I think he may have actually caught up that he thinks they're wonderful. And I do, too. And I don't talk enough about them because they really helped us out. Mark helped us out when we were starting out. And what's interesting about both these guys, they just want to have fun and they want everyone to be successful. They don't see themselves in competition with other people. And truthfully, we don't either. So If you want to think what our gold standard is, we think we're giving you a good podcast. But our gold standard, of course, is you can bet on that as well. So check it out. And, you know, that's just check out Crap's Journey by Aaron, too, and get the Australian point of view. And his latest episode, it's very, very funny and interesting because, you know, sometimes when you have a bad night at a casino, you say, damn, I'm never going back. But He took a pledge, and he explains this. I'm not going to spoil the story for you, but he explains this in his podcast, that he had a tremendous remodeling job at home, and I don't know if he promised his wife. It probably sounds like he did, but he at least promised himself that he wouldn't go back to the casino until the project was done. So I'll leave it there, and you can follow the details in Craps Journey's most recent podcast. I also want to say that Aaron introduced new players to two friends of his, new players they were, to the game of craps. That's always so challenging. And it was a choppy table, extremely choppy. And, you know, when you're at an extremely choppy table, it's like, what do you do? What do you do? So we're going to switch over to 3-2-1 craps and talk about a strategy that we would employ at an extremely choppy table. Whether you employ it, that's up to you. That's not our purpose. And Aaron knows much about craps as we do. But sometimes when you're with people, you know, you just, you know, other than the pass line, down pass, and place bets, like, what else do you do? So this is a strategy that's a little different, and we'll come back with it in just a second. 3-2-1 craps, just a very short break.
3-2-1.
I think most craps players would acknowledge that the most common way to play craps is from the pass line. You know, there's a variety and variety and a variety of systems to play from the pass line, but the most common way is to learn craps by starting at the pass line. And, you know, that come out roll, 7-11 wins. Come on, 7, right? Then it goes to a point number. The puck moves to a 4-5, 6-8, 9, or 10. And then, of course, the object of the game is to get the point number rolled before the 7 returns. If the 7 returns before the point number is rolled, the pass line loses. Well, in that case, you know, you say, well, I'm going to go to the don't pass for a while, because a don't pass works just the opposite. A 7 or 11 loses, a 2-3 wins, and a 12 is a push. Oh, that's too bad. That helps the casino. But anyway, you go to the don't pass, and then people start making points, you know? So, like, what do? Well, this is something you could consider doing, but again, whether you do it or not, that's all up to you. And we need to learn about the DC. We're not going to talk about the pass line or the don't pass line. We're just going to talk about the DC. And it's a little square up by the numbers on both ends of the table, a little box across from the 4 or the 10. Stands for don't come. And it's not played very often. This is how it works. You put an amount of money in there that at least meets the table minimum. Okay. And I'm going to say $6. Let's put $6 in there. It's a $5 table. You'll see why it's $6 I put in there in a second. Okay. So I'm hoping that a 2-3 gets rolled because I win $6. I hope a 7-11 doesn't get rolled in that come out because I'll lose it. It's not the come out. It's just the next roll. Excuse me. So the DC, I can put that money in there anytime after the point's been established. All right, so I do. And the number is a 6. And now we're going to take the $6 that we have in the DC, the don't come box, and we're going to move it behind the 6. Now, what that means is if a 7 is rolled before a 6 is rolled, you will win the $6. Okay. Why did I tell you to use 6? Because we're not going to play DC the way it's normally played. We're going to place the 6 for $6. How about that? We're going to place the 6 for $6. And so if a 7 is rolled, we win the DC bet, lose the place bet, and we're even. But if the place number, the 6, is rolled, we'll win $7. Well, we lost 6, so we won $1. And you can just keep doing this. You know, you can play a couple times. Let's go another $6. And this time it goes to the 5. All right, it goes to the 5. Well, you make a $5 bet on the 5 and thinking that, well, hey, if a 7 is rolled, you'll lose the $5, but you'll win this $6 that you have behind it. And if somebody rolls a 5, you'll lose the $6 that you have behind it, but you'll win $7 from the bet on the 5. Wow, I get it. So this is a very slow way to make money. And except for that initial time you put the money in the DC box, you know, you don't have to worry about losing money once it goes to a point and you place the point. You know, once it goes to a point number, then you place that point. The other thing you should remember is if someone did roll that five, you would lose that DC bet, but he wouldn't lose the one on the six that you made. So it's not like, you know, you're going to lose all the numbers that you have a DC bet, a place bet on when you have the $6 behind it, just that number. That's another benefit. But if a seven is rolled, you get paid off on all of them. So that's something you can do just to teach people how craps works. And it's kind of assuring that they're not going to lose a ton of money if they lose. And if they win, they're not going to win a ton of money either. Now, what a lot of people like to do is bet higher with this system. And they're looking for one thing. And that one thing is, well, if they always... You put $20 in the DC, for example. One of the things you want is a two or a three on the roll. But let's say it goes to a four or a 10. And this is the one time in craps that you got a stranglehold for a little bit on the casino. All right, so you have $20 behind the four or the 10 because that's where the DC bet of $20 went to. Well, what if you buy the four or you buy the 10 now? Hey. This is real money, because if it's a $20 bet, which is usually the minimum to be able to buy it in almost every casino I've ever been in, and it's going to cost you a dollar, but you're going to win $40. You're going to win $40, and behind it, you only have $20. So, you know, you feel really great. You know, you're going to win $20 because you're going to win $40, and you're going to lose $20 from the DC bet. But you got a chance to get some real money, you know, because if a seven is rolled, you'll lose that place bet, sure, but you'll win $20 from the DC bet. So you can kind of have fun with this. If this was the only way to play craps, I wouldn't play it. I play it when, for two reasons. The reason I told you why I'm suggesting that Aaron and his friends could play it when they're learning the game is that when tables are choppy, there are very few strategies that will pay off. Most of them will become losers, bigger losers than they normally would be. Choppy table, bang, bang, back and forth. And the other reason I play it is if I'm with a group of people, a couple friends, colleagues, and, you know, we're going home at 11. We agreed we're going to go home at 11. Okay, it's 9:45, and I'm up $600, and I'm saying I'm not giving this back. And I don't want to stand and watch. I can't do that. I can't stand there for an hour and watch them play craps. I'll play Super Hedge because I know over the next hour, you know, I might win a few dollars or I might lose just a little bit, but I'm not going to give my $600 back, you know. So it's a way to protect yourself and you can play a long time. That's what we call the Super Hedge. And It's always a challenge, as I said, to bring new people into a craps table. You know, sometimes it's maybe just as bad as if you bring somebody new to a craps table and they have great success, you know, and they're thinking this is the greatest game. They can't wait to come back next week. But they never regain that mystery, magical kind of feeling that they got the first time they played, and they start to lose and lose and lose bigger, you know. So it's a negative expectation game, and it's a tough game to beat repeatedly. You know, you can beat it in the short term, but the longer you play, the likelier it is that you're going to go home defeated. So sometimes you have to surrender early and say, I got a loss limit, and that's all I'm doing today. Okay, we'll be right back. Now it's time for five news nuggets. Five news nuggets, little alliteration. You know, somebody said Las Vegas constantly reinvents itself, but there are changes going on that you really can't see from the outside, and it's just a commitment to becoming a convention center town by a number of properties. Now, you're probably aware that the Las Vegas Convention Center has expanded, and of course, the Consumer Electronics Show, the CES, is going on right now, this week, with 170,000 people coming to town. But there's other kinds of commitments to expanding convention centers by other casinos. And so I guess I'm going to ask my partner here, do you think that helps or hurts the typical recreational gambler, this commitment to convention centering?
The answer is no. And the reason, I think, is because if you check the room rates, you will find that they're more than doubled. They can be tripled and quadrupled in price. It's amazing. If you're lucky, if you're going to the convention, then your room's probably paid for by your company, or if you have to use, you know, if it's your own expense, then as it relates to your job, it can be tax deductible. But you have to check, because some of the hotels, even down, I know you and I were checking this week for the electronics convention, are sold out on Fremont Street, even, where you get some really good rates. Conventions just mean there are more people there, which means everything is much more crowded, especially at non-convention times, like in the evenings, and that drives up room rates dramatically. It can actually take away comps completely unless you are a gambler at the top tier or if you're at the top of the reward system. So as you said, the Consumer Electronics Show will attract 170,000 people this week to Las Vegas. And you just check the room rates on the Strip and see what they have climbed to. And the more convention crowds, the more expensive it is for the rest of us. And someone I know is going in a few weeks to the Builders Convention, which is a huge show. And he said that the airline tickets go up also. And he has been a pilot for an airline for a long time and had trouble finding a reasonable flight.
That's a good point, Janie, about the air travel, too. All right, news nugget number two. One of our favorite places out of Las Vegas, one of the riverboat casinos in southern Indiana, the Belterra, has announced that in January, their BOGO deal, you know how much fun we've had with that word, that buy one, get one, that free deal at the buffet is on Wednesdays in January, and this is an offer for those
55 and over. Breakfast is every day on Wednesdays from 7 to 11, and dinner's 5 to 9. And you can get this deal, and only one or the other, on Wednesdays in January. They had it for Thursdays for a long time.
All right, news nugget number three. And this one did not make we too very happy. In fact, it irritated us. The Golden Entertainment Gaming Company, which is now the new owner of the Strat, and I understand they're doing a marvelous job there, not complaining about that. But they also own the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Western Maryland. And I spoke with their management a few days ago, and for the time being, Janie, there's a change in comps.
Yes, they're based on one's play for the previous 3 months. So if you don't go in 3 months, you lose everything. So you have to start all over. We didn't like to hear this, believe me. And they are demanding a certain kind of loyalty. They do comp very well. We know that from experience, if you can make this schedule. But from us coming out of state, that's not always the easiest thing to do, and we especially like it there in summer when it's nice because, as we've said before, we like the lake. Our grandchildren love the lake. They love the sandy beach. They like to swim there. So that's mainly when we go. Plus, it's in a very mountainous area of Maryland, and they get snow there. So we had been getting two nights for $58, and now one night will be $151, considering the taxes and a resort fee. Plus, we've gotten them for free. They've had some great deals. I'm not going to complain too much about it. We have a problem with loyalty because we like to visit so many casinos, and I've said that before, too. We lose out on that end, but I would rather have all the variety.
All right, news nugget four. And there's three recent openings, you know, big openings that interest Casinos USA. The one is the expanded MGM Grand Convention, the Ellis Island Front Yard, which is a two-story indoor-outdoor barroom and sports restaurant, and the Wynn Golf Course. And Janie, if I was going to play golf, and if you were going to play golf, how much would it cost each of us a round?
Well, it's $500 a person per round. So I would think twice about that, being that I don't like golf anyway.
All right, news nugget number five. And this is so important to my partner here. Downtown, the Golden Nugget, with that shark tank, they had a special announcement over social media. And Janie's going to tell you what it was.
Well, because their pool is heated, they're going to open at the end of January. And so this is an attraction that provides for many guests who truly like swimming and like being in the water. And I would also add, for people who have never tried this, if you check with the hotel, sometimes for a fee, they will let non-guests use the pool, depending on the circumstances of how full they are and whatever. So you ought to try that. And I know for a fact that MGM lets you do that if you're staying on their properties and they only have a pool open at one of the hotels, then you're always allowed to swim at the other hotels.
And if you don't know, listeners, generally Vegas pools open sometime in March. And I can say 100% of them are open by Easter, generally, depending on when Easter falls. But March is the kickoff for most of them. But boy, February 1st, you could be swimming on Fremont Street. Thanks for your little participation today there, partner.
Thank you.
And so that brings us to an end of another episode. Sunday, January 12th, Janie and I will be at the Meadows. And if you want to say hello, please do. Last time we did this, I wore a Notre Dame sweatshirt and so did several other people there. So I thought if I wore my Nevada hoodie at the craps table, you see a good-looking guy with a Nevada hoodie. That's probably Coach Fab. Say hello. We talk a little craps, talk about casino culture, whatever. It's always a joy to meet our listeners. That's, again, Sunday evening, January 12th. At the Meadows in Washington, Pennsylvania. Okay, Casinos USA is a place that seeks life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's a very special place where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening.